Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. It appears Giorgia Meloni will be the first woman to serve as Italy's prime minister. With nearly all of the votes counted in yesterday's election, Meloni's right-wing Brothers of Italy party has a solid majority in both houses of parliament. The results will give Italy the first right-wing government since World War II. In her victory speech, Meloni called for unity. She's heard here through a BBC interpreter.
If we are called, and we are called to govern this nation, we will do so on everyone's behalf. We will do it for all Italians with the clear objective of uniting this people, of underlying what unites it rather than what divides it. Because the great objective that we've always had in our life and that we have as a political force is that of ensuring that Italians may once again be proud to be Italians.
That's Meloni speaking earlier today. Russia's Interior Ministry says a gunman opened fire at a school in the city of Izhivsk today. At least 6 people were killed, 20 others wounded. The ministry says the attack ended with the gunman taking his own life. Russian authorities say a suspect is under arrest following a shooting at a military recruitment center in Siberia. NPR's Charles Maines in Moscow says at least one person was injured in that attack.
The suspect is a 25-year-old Russian male from Utsky-Limsk in the Siberian region of Irkutsk, who family members say was upset his best friend had been issued draft papers to go fight in Ukraine. Online videos appear to show him firing directly at a recruitment officer, who is seen falling to the floor as onlookers flee. Police later apprehended the alleged shooter at the scene. The incident follows a string of arsonist attacks on military recruitment centers and government buildings amid President Vladimir Putin's announcement to mobilize an additional 300,000 troops for the conflict in Ukraine. The mobilization effort has also sparked protests in cities across the country, with over 2,200 people detained nationwide. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he believes the decision by Russia to call up 300,000 reservists is an acknowledgement by Moscow of the difficulties Russian forces are having in Ukraine. Zelensky tells CBS's Face the Nation the mobilization shows Russia's army is not able to fight there. Russia's invasion began little more than 7 months ago. In the Philippines, at least 5 rescuers have been killed while attempting to help those affected by a typhoon in the north of the country. The governor of one province says authorities believe the 5 drowned after a wall collapsed onto their boat. Thousands of people are in shelters, villages are flooded, and power is out across a wide area. This is NPR News from Washington. Florida is under a state of emergency ahead of Hurricane Ian. The storm reached minimal hurricane strength a short time ago as it moves closer to Cuba and Grand Cayman. Carrie Sheridan with member station WUSF says forecasters expect Ian to become a major hurricane before hitting Florida later in the week.
Sandbags are being distributed and shoppers stocked up on bottled water over the weekend. Public schools in Tampa closed today so that 49 schools can be converted to storm shelters as early as Tuesday. No evacuation orders have been issued yet. State emergency management officials say far too many people evacuated last time there was a big storm, when Hurricane Irma hit in 2017. That added congestion on roads.
That's Carrie Sheridan reporting. Authorities in Northern California say a suspect is under arrest on suspicion he was planning to carry out a mass shooting. Officers from a SWAT team took the 37-year-old man into custody at a motel in Chico. Police say they obtained evidence the man was plotting to commit what they're calling a Las Vegas-style mass shooting. That's a reference to the attack at a music festival in Las Vegas 5 years ago when a gunman killed 60 people and wounded more than 400 others. He opened fire from a high-rise hotel there. Authorities in Pennsylvania say an argument involving 2 groups of teenagers is what led to gunfire at Kennywood Park over the weekend. 3 people were wounded, including 2 15-year-olds. The amusement park was kicking off a Halloween festival at the time. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.